Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. As we said, to adjust in slowly for our first week. I know that a lot of the shiurim with the Beit Midrash have not quite yet started up. Not September, certainly not Labor Day, actually, for another couple of weeks. People still settling back after their summers. So I figured we could start off with one shiur that's not quite the limud in case people want to wait another week before coming back, and then we can get back into our regular shiur next week. However, that does give an opportunity, a rather rare opportunity, to talk about something, whatever people are learning. In my case, I was looking forward to some Rosh Hashanah stuff. I figured we could have a shiur on the addition, or the change, actually, of Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. Just to note, I see at least one of you has the source sheet in front of you. Yasher Koch for printing it out. This source sheet, I said, for me to try to get rid of all the shemos of Hashem that are going to pop up would just be too tedious. Find and replace can only take you so far, because then you skip it when it's spelled like this, and you miss it like that, and you miss it like that. So I said, if you're going to print this out, please make sure that this sheet goes into Kaniza as it properly should, having shemos Shenon Mechakim of Hashem. Just to note that before we start. So my guess is, if I were to take a poll, and I don't have the fancy Zoom polling software, which some people have, if you pay for the upgraded version of Zoom, you can actually run polls for the people who are in attendance. But being that I don't have polls, I think if I were to ask around, first of all, what is the halacha if, halacha lamaisa, someone is davening Shmoneh Esrei during the Aser Yisimei Tshuva and they say Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh? Anybody feel free to pipe up, chat it.
Move on.
Repeat.
No, I think so. Move on.
Repeat. So the halacha as paskind by everybody that I know is that you have to repeat from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei unless you're Tov Kedei Dibur. As we'll see, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll go back to examine the sugya from its source. What I would find even more interesting is that, at least, you know, how I've been brought up in the communities that I've been in, and interacting with the people that I've interacted with, is that HaMelech HaKadosh became almost the classic example for what you do need to be chozer for. Meaning, there are many other things that you need to be chozer for in Shmoneh Esrei. Some of them are dependent on certain scenarios. For example, Yalla V'Yavo. Well, if it's Rosh Chodesh at night, then you won't need to be chozer, but otherwise you'll need to be chozer. Why am Neshein Mekadshim Sechodesh Balayla, which actually comes up in regards to Melech HaKadosh, but we're not going to get to that today, or frankly, I don't think any day with this group, but I'm happy to talk about that. You can have, you know, another, you can have, you know, when do you say Mashiv HaRuach, and when do you not say Mashiv HaRuach, and what if you said it when you weren't supposed to say it and you didn't say it? There are other cases where you go back. However, that seems to be, at least to me, the one that everybody knew. Oh, Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, that's, you know, of course you have to go back. And I looked into it and was surprised to find that, truthfully, if we look back at the sugya, it's really not that pashut, alpi the Gemara, the Rishonim, and really even, I'm struggling to find Achronim. No Achronim really disagree with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. There is one, you know, a couple who question maybe the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, you do have a number of nafkaminas that can come up depending on how we learn the sugya in the Gemara. So I first thought I would start by pointing out the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Baser simei tshuva omer hamelach hakadosh hamelach hamishpat." During the Aser simei tshuva, you have to say hamelach hakadosh and hamelach hamishpat. V'im ta'a, says Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you made a mistake. Oshu mesupak. Or if you're not sure if you said the right thing, if it was about HaMelech HaKadosh that you are unsure or you know that you made a mistake, you should return to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because in the first three brachos, and the first three brachos are now like one bracha in regards to where you go back to. And this is actually a psak that's debated. If it's during HaMelech HaMishpat, Im Nizkar Kodem She'akar Raglav, says Shulchan Aruch. This is the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch in regards to HaMelech HaMishpat, as we'll see, as we won't really see, the Ramad disagrees. But, says Shulchan Aruch, if it was HaMelech HaMishpat that you're not sure about so well, it depends. If you're still davening Shmoneh Esrei Chozer L'Birchas Hashiva, you should go back to the Bracha of Hashiva, Ve'omer Misham Va'elech Al HaSeder, and from there and on, you can just continue, meaning you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esther, you just go to the bracha that you were up, that you made a mistake on. And if you didn't remember until you already were okay raglav, whatever the definition of that is, and that's the note here, ayin leil simon, sof simon kuf yud zayin, which talks about exactly what is nechshav raglav, you the rut zone, actually taking three steps back, you know, what exactly is qualifies as akar raglav, which of course literally means to lift up your feet. Then says Shulchan Aruch again, chozer l'rosh, if you finish monastery and then you realize, oh no, I forgot HaMelech HaMishpat, then you've got to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei because you can't do a half of Shmona Esrei. The Ramah, as we can see by the Va'ayin Le'el Semen Kofir Ches, which just may not have been written by the Ramah. This may have been written by the printer who knew that the Ramah argued back in Semen Kofir Ches, but it doesn't matter whether it was written by the Ramah or the printer. The Ramah still disagrees, and the Ramah says, since you said the words Melech in Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, you actually don't go back for if you missed HaMelech HaMishpat. However, the Ramah agrees that HaMelech HaKadosh, that's the case. There is a further machlokes about HaMelech HaMishpat, actually. There is a very not well known, I think the general rule is that Art Scroll's influence wins. Whatever Art Scroll paskins, that's what people are going to know the halacha as. It's interesting. Again, I was always taught, and this is actually the view of the Mishnah Berurah over here, not at all related to Art Scroll. We're talking about HaMelech HaKadosh. This is talking about HaMelech HaMishpat. The ruling of the Mishnah Berurah is you just don't go back. You said it, you were Yotzei. The ruling of the Aruch HaShulchan, as well as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, based on a Taz, is actually that you're supposed to go back and say a tfilas nidava, meaning you're supposed to say it al tnai that, you know, if I needed to go back, then great, I went back. And if not, it's a tfilas nidava, and they're lenient in that you don't have to change anything in this tfilas nidava, even though you normally would. So it's an interesting halacha, but off topic a little bit from what we're talking about. So Shulchan Aruch's psak is crystal clear. The Ramah agrees. Now, the truth is, as I said, we're going to look at the Gemara, we're going to look at the Rishon, and we're going to see whether or not this is such a clear-cut halacha or not before the psak of Shulchan Aruch. After the psak of Shulchan Aruch, as I said, pretty much universally accepted. Before the psak, let's take a look at the Tur. The Tur in Siman Tafkuf Pei Beis, which is where the Shulchan Aruch was, talks about halachos of the night of Rosh Hashanah. So let's see. Arvis nechmas el beis haknesses in source number 8. Vikar and kriyashma bevir choseha vichos menufros. Right, you don't say shomer amo Yisrael ad. You're going to say haporis ukas shalom umispal in sheva brachos, and you say your 7 brachos. Gimel yishonos v'gimel achronos, 3 beginning and 3 end. Uktusha sayom ba'emtza kimo b'shar hamoados. He says, and the middle bracha is going to be kedushas hayom. Okay, kedushas hayom is not to be confused with kedushas hashem. The way that it's referred to in the poskim is that Kedushas Hashem is the one about Hashem, Ata Kadosh Vashim Chakadosh, that's Kedushas Hashem. And then there's Kedushas Hayom, which talks about the holiness of that particular day. So on Shabbos, you know, you have, let's say, Ashachros Yitzmach Moshe, or Admara Yuvata Kidashta, and you have different brachos, on Yamim Tovin Yuvata Vechartanu. And then, same thing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you also have that middle bracha, and the ending of that bracha speaks about the day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim, right? Melech HaGal Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, whatever the case is, that's the middle bracha, okay? And that's known as Kedushas Hayom. Says the Torah, there's only one other difference to Shmona Esrei, and as we'll see, he's not literally saying that to exclude other things, but he is telling you that the main other difference that we're going to say is Ela Shechos min Bishlishi HaMelech HaKadosh. Except that the third bracha, Kedushas Hashem, Ata Kadosh Yom HaKadosh, we end with the words HaMelech HaKadosh, Kedisa V'Perek Kama De Brachos, as it says in the first Perek of Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And here we're going to have the Gemara in front of us. I didn't bring the Gemara in a separate source to keep it to 2 pages, because you can see the Gemara here, you can see the Gemara quoted in the Rif. The truth is there are a whole variety of different yourselves. And again, we give a number of shiurim on how the different yourselves are explained. There's a fascinating, I brought you one little piece of it at the end here. Tzlach actually goes through a number of different yourselves and how different Rishonim had different yourselves and therefore how they learned the Gemara differently. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Nevertheless, that's not what we're going to focus on today. So here's the Gemara that the Tur had in front of him. Again, there's slightly, slight differences in different gears. So you'll see in the riff, slightly different the tour, but the main points stay the same. So Amar Rav Chiya Sava, again, in our Gemara, it's Rabba Bar Chinen Sava Mishmei De Rav. So Rav's opinion was, or one opinion says the name of Rav, Kol Hashana Mispalalin Hakel HaKadosh Melech Oev Tzedaka Umishpat, Chutz Miyudya Mim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippur Shomer HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. The first sheet in the Gemara Rav Chiya Saba Mishmei Derav, or again, Rav Rabba Bar Chinen Saba Mishmei Derav says, all the year you daven Akel HaKadosh and Melech HaOleh Tzedakah Mishpat. However, during what we refer to as the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Rebbe Lazar Omer, and this seems to be the Amora Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar says no. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and again, whether or not this is actually in the Gemara, he says the following. Im Amar HaKel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat Yatsa. If you said HaKel HaKadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat, you were Yosei. And in our Gemaras, we actually have a proof to this. And it brings a proof from, I think it's Yeshaya where it is, the pasuk that we say actually at the end of the bracha, right? At the end of the Kedushas Hashem bracha that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you say, Vayigba Hashem Tzivakos Bamishpat V'Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka. There, even though we're talking about Hashem being uplifted in judgment, we still refer to him as Hakel. So in our Gemaras, that's how Rebbe Lazar brings it as a proof. And he says, you see, even Bizman HaMishpat, he's still referred to as Hakel HaKadosh. So here too, during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which are that time of Mishpat that the Pasuk refers to, it's okay to refer to Hashem as Hakel. Why? Because it says, Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdakah in that Pasuk. And the Gemara says, says the Tur V'Asikna, and the conclusion of the Gemara is, May Hava Allah, okay, he likely had that part, that version in his Gemara, he's just skipping to the Maskana. The Gemara asks, so what happened in the end? The Gemara ends with this machlokas. It brings you a memra. A machlokas between Rav Chiya Saba Mishmei Derav and Rav Elazar. So the Gemara says, my havala, what happened with that? Rav Yosef Amar HaKel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat. Rav Yosef said, HaKel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. And Rabba said, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, and says the Gemara there, V'Hilchisa Ke Rabba. I'm just going to actually pull up the Gemara so we can see it, and I'm going to let you guys learn it for yourself. But that's the basic idea. See, it automatically throws me on Beis HaDaf Lamed. That's good to know. Okay. Brachos and stuff, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Here we are. So once again, here we have our Gemara right over here. V'amara, Rachinna, Savim, Mishmei Derav. Everybody see it? So, briefly, if you read through this Gemara, let me summarize what we just said in the tour and what the Gemara says here. You're welcome to look at it. That's why you have it in front of you. I can make it slightly larger if you want. There should be a zoom in button. Here we are. There we are. Now you can see it bigger right in front of you. Okay. So, stage number one was, we had a machlokas between Rav Rechin Nasava in the name of Rav and Rebbe Lazar. Rav Rechin Nasava in the name of Rav said, all year round you say, HaKel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, and during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva you say, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. Rebbe Lazar says, no, Afilu Amar HaKel HaKadosh Yatza. Even if you said HaKel HaKadosh Yatza, how do you know? As I said, we bring this pasuk over here to prove that you even, again, Elo Asar Yom Shmer HaShan Yom Kippur V'Ka'amar HaKel HaKadosh. It's the pasuk says HaKel HaKadosh at a time of Asar Yom Shmer HaShan Yom Kippur and that Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat. Therefore, even if you said HaKel HaKadosh, Yatsa. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, May Hava Allah, what happened? Then we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. Rav Yosef said, HaKel HaKadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Rabba said, HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. Says, Igmar V'Hilchisa K'Rabba. If I were to ask you, very, very simple, straightforward question. And by the way, I have to apologize. I'm expecting some sort of phone call that I may need to take in the middle. I hope I won't need to take it, but I may need to take it. So if that's the case, I'll have to step out for a second, but we will resume soon after. So, basic question. In the machlokes up here, okay, between Rav Chinna Sava Mishmei Derav, Rabba Bar Chinna Sava Mishmei Derav, and Rebbe Lazar, are they arguing about a lechatchila or a bit, and you know what, just like that, there's the call. 1 second, sorry. That was a quick one. Okay, that was it was a call from the right person, but about the wrong topic. Okay, so is this machlokas between the first machlokas in the Gemara? Is this a machlokas about a lichatchila din or a bidiyeved din? Are they saying that lichatchila you should say these different things, or is it that if you said Hakel HaKadosh, Rabba Bar Chanina Sava says you're not Yotzei, and Rav Elazar says you are Yotzei. Or is it the reverse, that they both hold that you'd be Yotzei if you said it, but it's just about what's ideal to be said? Lechatchila or b'dieved, what would you say?
I would say it's a b'dieved thing. So clearly, they both agree you should say this.
What's your raya?
It just doesn't read right any other way. In other words,
very good. This line over here, I think, is probably what prompted you, that it doesn't read right. Rabbi Lazar Amar Afilu Amar Hakel HaKadosh Yatza. Right. What does Yatza mean? Yotzei, meaning that seems to imply the other opinion holds, no, you're not Yotzei. So it sounds pretty clear that it's a machlokas in the B'dievet. Let's take a look at the second machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rabba. That's going to be a question. First of all, is it the same as the first machlokas? And second of all, even if it isn't, what is that machlokas about? For that, let's take a look at the tour. Zuck the tour. Okay, we're back on the source sheet now. Again, my screen is being shared, so you're welcome to look along there. Welcome to look at the source sheet on your own computer. It's all okay. Says the tour, Ubidi Eved Pligi, Mida Amar Belazar Yatza, Michlal Tularaba, Filu Bidi Eved Lo Yatza, Vihil Chesakiraba. Right? He says, and if you look simply at the Gemara, what is the Gemara Paskin like? The Gemara Paskin is like Rabba, and therefore Hilchach Lo Yatza Vitzarech Lachzar. Pretty straightforward, he says. You're not Yossi, you need to go back. Hilchach, and he's being very clear. B'hakel HaKadosh, Im Ta'abo Chosel Rosh Kedel, the Gimel Rishonos Chashuvos Ke'echad. You talk about Melech HaMishpat, and then he quotes you again what the Shulchan Aruch said. Skip down here, second last line. Ve'avya, who's the Avya? What do we know him as?
No idea.
The Ravya. Okay, it's...
Ravya. Huh?
There's actually different ones. There's Avya Ezri, and there's another Avya. But anyways, the Avya Kasav de lo pligi ela lechatchila. The Ravya, however, wrote that they're only arguing lechatchila, what you should do. Aval b'di'eved. But b'di'eved l'kule alma eno chozer. Really, all opinions agree that you're not chozer. Dechein kasav haravid. And that's what the Ravid wrote too. The Rambam v'rif kasav shechozer. However, the Rambam the Rif wrote like the first opinion that he brought, meaning that you would have to go back. And he says, that's what the Rosh agreed to, because the Rambam and the Rif said that they're arguing against the Ravya and the Ravid. And therefore, the Rosh says he agreed to the Rambam, and the Tur says the Rosh agreed to the Rambam and the Rif. So how's Shulchan Aruch going to paskin? Well, he's got all his big three, Rambam, Rif, and Rosh. He's going to paskin, they have to go back. This is the type of case, however, where I might have expected what?
That's what the Gemara says, though. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
The Gemara seems to say that.
He has to be, well, according to Rabba?
Yeah. If Rav Elazar responds, lo yatza, yatza, then we can say that Rabba, at the beginning of the Gemara, says, lo yatza. That's the way that the riff, and we're going to see the riff inside how he reads it in a moment. We're going to see Tosfos inside. That's how Tosfos reads it. You have the riff, the Rambam, the Rosh, and many others who say, listen, the simple reading of the Gemara is as follows. Both machlokos are equal to each other, the first machlokos and the second machlokos, and they're arguing about b'di'eved. And since they're arguing about b'di'eved, we paskin like Rabba, who holds like Rabba Bar Chanina Sava or Rav Chiya Sava. Either way, it doesn't matter, they're equal. And therefore, they all paskin have to go back. It's interesting, because this is the type of case where you have a very significant voice in the Rishonim. I mean, the Tur is quoting the Ravya and the Ravid. I mean, those are no slouches. And those are also representative very much of an Ashkenazic tradition that it's surprising to me, at least when I saw this Tur, maybe you would have thought that the Rama would have disagreed about that, but he doesn't. Why? Because you have other Ashkenazi Rishonim, like Tosfos, for example, who say very clearly, V'hilchas ha-kavasei d'rabba, ditzarech, laftom ha-melech ha-kadosh va-melech ha-mishpat, v'imlo amar, machzirin oso. Very straightforward, says Tosfos. That's how you read the Gemara. Hilchas ha-kavasei d'rabba means you need to say that. And if you didn't say that, then you have to return to where you were up to. Then he goes on to talk about something else, Zachreinu and Michamocha. Tosfos has a very mechudishtik opinion that you have to go back even if you miss those. We don't paskin that way. And then Tosfos says something also about the case of a safek, which is where this comes from in the other Rishonim, based on a Yerushalmi about being mazkir and being mashav ruach and mazkir saying talumatar, that we say for 30 days you have the chazaka to say what you said previously. Tosfos says other things, and Tosfos brings at the end Shita of Rach, which one might think is a Rabbeinu Hanano, but in all different Rishonim it's brought on a different name. De'ein mach zirino, so mikol osana dvarin delo pasak b'sefer b'feirush v'hevi raya l'dvarav. That you don't go back on anything which the Sefer did not explicitly say that you go back on. This is a very unique Shita, and we'll get back to the Shita in a minute. There's a lot of different things. Again, each of these lines in Tosfos could be a different shir. The background of why we say Zachareinu Michamocha Ksoven B'Sefer Chaim, and what does Tosfos mean? My point was to show that Tosfos in learning the Gemara, Rashi doesn't really work focus on the halacha here. He just talks a little bit about some other stuff, but not relevant to our psak. But Tosfos very clearly says Hilchas Akarava Ditzarach Lachem Melech Gadosh Melech Hamishpat Bimlo Amar Machzirno. So that's a simple way to read the Gemara, and that's I think very reasonable. So says the Rif. The Rif quotes the Gemara. And he says very clearly at the end, and again, I'll just highlight what he has to say. Ve'asiknan, we paskin, ve'ilchasa, melech ha-kadosh ha-melech ha-mishpat, umida asikna hachi, and the fact that the Gemara said, psak is that you have to say, melech ha-kadosh ha-melech ha-mishpat, shma mina delesa l'drev elezer dimama rakela kadosh rakela mishpat yatza. This means we disprove Rabbi Elezer, who said, if you say, akela kadosh and akela mishpat, that's a separate gerstological issue. That you're Yotze, Ella Lo Yatza. You are not Yotze. The cave on Chelo Yatza, Sarech Lafsar. The Chain Hilchsa, the riff is very straightforward. So that's the riff, that's the Rambam, that's the Rush, that's Tosfos. They say we have two machlokos here, and the two machlokos are identical. Rabba, as well as Rabba Bar Chinina Sava Mishmei Derav, are of the opinion that Bidiyevet, you are not Yotze if you said Arkei LaKadosh during that Seris Yimei Tshuva. And Reb Elazar and Reb Yosef are of the opinion that you are Yotze. However, since the Gemara says Vipaskin like Rabba, you are not Yotze. Then you get to the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, famously, who likes disagreeing with the Rif, says something that at first glance you're going to think of as insane. And here's what he has to say. May have a lam, or he quotes it, right? Vilchsak Rabba. What does it mean? Karaba Amar Amelcha Mishpat Amelcha Kodesh Melcha Mishpat Vehilchasa Karaba. Says, what does it mean, Hilchasa Karaba? He says, Leme Badachi Lechatchila. Rabba is only talking about doing Ilechatchila. Vishani. He says, but if you changed it, if you accidentally said Akela Kadosh, Lama Hadrinan Le? The less Lan Raya Mehachale Ahaduri. There's no proof from the Gemara, he says, to tell you that you should repeat Shmona Esrei. Udama Rabba Bar Bar Chana Mishmei Derav Shem Ispallat HaMelech Kadosh HaMelech HaMish Bar Basari Yom Shmei Rashar Yom Kippur Lechatz Chila Kamar. He says that which Rabba Bar Chana Nasav HaMishmei Derav said, that he has to say it, doesn't mean that B'di'eved, if you said HaKel HaKadosh, you're not Yotze. No! He was talking about Lechatz Chila Shem Ispallat Kach, that's what you should say. V'Rabbi Lazar Omer, and Rabbi Lazar says, Imamar Hakel HaKadosh V'Hakel HaMishpat Yatza B'Di'evet Kamar. And he says, Rabbi Lazar, who responded to Rabbi Barchin Nasav HaMishmei Derav, he's referring to the B'Di'evet, and he says, B'Di'evet, you're Yotzeh. Therefore, what ends up happening? Says the Baal Amor, V'lo Pligi, El Amar Amar Chada Umar Amar Chada. Says the Baal Amor, looking back to the Gemara, you see this machlokes up here? Amar Rabba Rachina Rabba Shmei Derav Kalashana Kula Adam Ispalel, and then Rabbi Lazar comes and says Afilu Amar Akel Hakadosh Yatza Shenamar like this. They're actually saying the exact same thing. The first shita Rabba Rachina Sabba Shmei Derav is talking about Lechatchila, and he's saying Kalashana Lechatchila you say Akel Hakadosh Hamelech Hatzidako Mishpat, and during that series you make tshuva you Lechatchila say Hamelech Hakadosh Hamelech Hamishpat, and Rabbi Lazar agrees and he says I'm almost like in a continuation. Even according to Rabbi Rachin Nasav Shmei Derav, Afilu Amar Kel HaKadosh, Yatza. Therefore, says the Baal Amor, there's no machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Rachin Nasav. Everybody's at peace. And this makes no sense. Why does the Balamor Shita make no sense? For many reasons. Who can come up with one, two? And we'll defend the Balamor later, don't worry. But why at first glance does the Balamor look crazy?
Well, first, usually when the Gemara brings two viewpoints, they're not agreeing with each other, they're disagreeing with each other.
Okay, so first of all, you're saying there's two shitos here. It sounds like this person says this most of the time, and the Gemara says that. In addition, yes?
It says halacha is according to one of the shitos.
It has a machlokas at the end, and it says the halacha is like one of them. According to the Balamar, the Gemara is bringing four opinions, all of which agree with each other, and paskining like one of them? How does that make any sense? Any other objections to the Balamar? I think that's enough. That's the truth. We will see many people disagree with the Balamar for very and very strong ways. But the big, big, big discussion of how to read the Gemara really comes up in Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know if we should read through it because we don't have very much time and there's a whole bunch I could stick in. So let's skip the Rabbeinu Yonah for now. What the Rabbeinu Yonah tries to do is has two very creative ways of reading the Gemara. It's actually quite ingenious. The way he reads the Rif, even though the Rif himself possibly doesn't hold this way, other people seem to have learned the Rif differently. But Rabbeinu Yonah learns the Rif as the first opinion in the Gemara of Rabba Rechina Savar Shmei Derav, holding that Lechatchila and Bidi'eved, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Yet he learns Rabbi Elazar as saying that Lechatchila, you should. Meaning, you should be saying HaKel HaKadosh. That's the way that he looks at the Gemara in a very different way. Most people would just say they both agree on the Lechatchila, but they're arguing on the Bidi'eved, or they both agree on the Bidi'eved, but they're arguing on Lechatchila. He actually creates a bigger gap. And he says, one says, Lechatchila, you got to do this, and Bidi'eved, if you don't do it, you're not Yotze. And the other one says, no, Lechatchila, you got to do this. Or you could do this at the very least. Well, it's worth it to see his language, but we're not going to have a chance to do that. He also quotes at the end here a very, very important shita, which we are going to read. Okay? Let's take a look. Okay? V'rabanei tzarfas zal. And the rabbis of France, zal, cholkin al zeh hapsak. They disagree with the Rif. V'omrim. D'imamar b'di'eved akel ha'kadosh v'akel ha'mishpat, yatza. And they say no, that if you bid the Eved, said Akel HaKadosh and Akel HaMishpat, you're Yotze. Mishum Distirle Diplukta de Rabba Varav Elazar, Havu Bahachi. They explain the machlokas as follows. Rav Elazar Savar da Afilu Lechatchila Yachal Amar Akel HaKadosh im Yirtze. Kide Kasvinan. That Rav Elazar holds that even Lechatchila you're allowed to say. Meaning I can go ahead, according to Rav Elazar, in the middle of the Aseret Mitzvot and ask my rabbi. Rabbi, what should I say during Shmona Esrei? And if we paskin like Rav Elazar, he would tell you, you can say Hakel HaKadosh. That he holds even Lechatchila, you can say Hakel HaKadosh. And he says, Kide Kasvinan, like I wrote, like I explained to you before. However, Rabbah is explained differently. V'rabba sfirlei de Lechatchila tzarech lomer ha-melech HaKadosh v'melech ha-mishpat. If you go ahead, Lechatchila, you should say it. Avol b'di evne mar Hakel HaKadosh v'kel ha-mishpat yatza. V'nimtza, and says the says the Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Rabbanei Tzarfas, Shekeshe pasak atamod aliva deraba, lo pasak elenin lechatchila bovad, aval bidieved yotza. Says that, therefore, when you paskin like Rabba, you're actually going to be paskining that lechatchila you should say hamelech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat, but if you don't, you're yotze now. You can see over here the Ravid, which we're not going to have the chance to get into either, again, because we've got very limited time here, even though I know there's not a lot left. The Ravid is the one who has a fit against the Balamor, first of all, because that's the Ravid's job, is to fight with the Balamor. That's why he wrote his sefer called Kasuv Sham, because every entry begins with Kasuv Sham. I cut out the beginning, so for the sake of space. But he says what the Balamor says is ridiculous. What's interesting, what I just read you in Rabbeinu Yonah is not quoting the Baal HaMor, meaning the Baal HaMor said, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei if you missed out on Akela Kadosh. Why? He said because there's no machlokes at all. The shita which Rabbeinu Yonah brings is the shita of Rabbani Tzarfas, and they say there is a machlokes, but the machlokes is only about what you should do lechatchila, not about what happens b'di'evet. So again, we're seeing two different ways of reading the Gemara, both of which are coming to the same conclusion. Okay? And there's really, I should have made maybe a chart for this, but there are really multiple ways to read the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara just so I can summarize what we've seen so far.
How could the Chachmei Tzarfat say what they said? When do we see in Halacha that the rabbis say, do whatever you like? Like here you're coming to the Seder Shemei Tshuva. So because it's the Seder Shemei Tshuva, our life has changed.
Yeah.
So therefore, they bring in this idea of a Melech HaKadosh, they bring in the Melech HaMishpat. Oh, but if you don't want to say it, you can say Akel HaKadosh, a Melech HaYitzdak HaMishpat. Where do you see that in Halacha? That, you know, like if you say, well, you know, you should say on Rosh Chodesh, Yalla V'Yalla. If you don't say it, you don't have to.
So you're assuming that there was something preceding this, that there was a rule of a Melech HaKadosh, a Melech HaMishpat. Rabbi Elazar just says there's no such din. He denies this din, saying if you want, you can say it. Nothing wrong if you say it.
If there's no such din, then why I can change Shmon Esrei? If there's no such din, how can I change Shmon Esrei? There must be a din.
There's a heter. If you want to say a melech hamishpat and a melech hakadosh, you're allowed to. That's it.
We have that heter.
I had the same issue. I was going to ask the same question, but Sam.
So I'll tell you.
This is Shmon Esrei. This is Shmon Esrei. This is not.
Okay.
This is something where you're not allowed to change anything. Right.
So first of all, I would note that's exactly the argument of those who say you have to repeat it. Tosfos, right? What was Tosfos's language? And the Rav has a very nice piece on this in Harei Kedem from my Rebbe Reshirkin, which I just saw. It comes up b'toch something else. Whether or not it's midin shonem mishanem imat be'ashetavu chachamim. That's a very good point, but the answer is it's not true. We don't know at what stage of the development of the Shmona Esrei this was, and you were allowed to change certain things within, you had license to do that in certain ways. I'm going to answer better for this when we see a later source, so I don't want to break it. But the other thing I would answer, and the truth is, I think this is probably stronger, is the Rabbeinu Yonah is giving his own explanation further at Bnei Tzarfas. And he's the one who says, right? Yachal lomar hakel hakadosh im yirtze. That's the way that Rabbeinu Yonah puts it. If I was reading the Gemara for Rabbani Tzarfas, I would say, if you bring a raya from a pasuk, he would say that you need to say hakel hakadosh. And you need to say melech ha'oev tzedakah ha'mishpat, or hakel ha'mishpat. Why? Because we see even Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Pamishpat, he's called Hakel HaKadosh. That's how I would read the Gemara. And that's why Rav Yosef here, right? I'm Rav Yosef. What does Rav Yosef say? When the Gemara asks my Havala, Hakel HaKadosh, you have to say that. That's how I would have read it. That's not the way the Rabbeinu Yonah reads it, but I'm just saying you could read it like that. But I think you'll have a more, I think you'll have a better answer when we see the Yerushalmi at the end of this year.
Not only that, but it was an accepted practice during Yimei Chol, before Seder Shemei Tshuva. It's not like you're introducing something that wasn't there before.
It was correct. Correct. Well, what you'd be introducing, according to Elazar, would be Hamelach, right?
And in fact, there are many, many Rabbanim who provided explanations for Sidurim, who indicated that there was, you know, there were innovations done in Europe to change the language.
Well, Birchas Aminim is one particular case that people argue about the Girsa with a lot of censorship over the years.
I'm just talking, even the Oseh HaShalom, as opposed to, instead of Mervorech HaSamoy Yisrael.
We can talk about that also. That's a very interesting discussion. Very interesting discussion, very relevant to this, but not for this year.
To interject for a second regarding this, and I may be jumping to the Yerushalmi. It says it's Adar Hamelucha is what they normally used to say in Eretz Yisrael, and Akel HaKadosh is what's added. I'm looking at my own Gemara at my Yerushalmi here, for benefits. So when he's saying Akel HaKadosh, when Rabbi Eliezer is saying Akel HaKadosh, that may have been his minhag for Aseret Yemei Tshuva.
basically. Right. I'm going to get into, I really feel it's unfair to have this conversation now for everybody else who hasn't seen the Yerushalmi. Okay. There's a lot to talk about in that machlokas of Adir HaMaluch, Adir B'Mlucha versus Hakel HaKadosh and what was being said year round. But we'll get to a little bit of that today. I would also refer you to, I don't know if you've had a chance when you've been learning Yerushalmi, to see the Alei Tamar, written by Rabbi Yisachar Tamar, who's a tremendous, tremendous parish. But he has some good stuff on this as well. Okay. Let's get back for a moment. So up until now, right, let's go back to our Gemara. I said I was going to go through the Shita. So first, the most straightforward Shita that we saw was the Shita of Rambam, Rif, and Rush, and Tosfos. And actually, you can actually make a whole list of other people who hold like this, which is the two machlokos are exactly the same. Rabbi Lazar holds bidyevet if you said Akela Kadosh, you're Yotze. And Rabbah holds, no, you're not Yotze. And the second machlokos is identical to that. We had... Okay, I'm not going to get into another shita, which there is. Then we have the lenient shitas. One, the Balamor, which is the easiest shita to remember, who says there's no machlokes at all. Everybody agrees that lechatchila you should say it, and bidyevet you shouldn't say it. And then finally, we have now this mechodeshtika read of Rabbeinu Tzarf, of Rabbanei Tzarfas by the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the machlokes is only about lechatchila. That lechatchila, the first shita says you should say Hamelech HaKadosh. The second shita says you should not say Hamelech HaKadosh, or you don't have to say Hamelech HaKadosh lechatchila. But really, b'di'evet, they both agree. This, yes, someone speaking up, sorry. No, okay. This is something that doesn't necessarily work perfectly. The truth is there may be other reasons, meaning even if you agree to the riff of how to read the Gemara, it could be still that there may be other considerations which might make you be lenient. One consideration, by the way, if you wanted any more ammo against the Balamor, right? Says, first of all, you don't say lo pligi elam kein pirshu gemara, which is one of the points raised. Generally, people in the gemara argue. Again, the Ravid is attacking the Balamor. Says, number two, odi lav pluktahi lama leila meimar mai havala. He says, if there's no machlokas, you don't ask, so what happened? So what happened? Everybody agrees is what happened. Is it that rare? Well, I guess it is that rare in occurrence of the gemara. But the gemara wouldn't ask mai havala in the case of machlokas. And then you have the beautiful sign-off line, b'chol devar av ruach sheker. You know, that's what the Ravid's got to do. That's the Ravid's job, is to bash the Balamor. Anyways, so to take a look at other things, I'm not going to get, again, just because for the sake of time, we're not going to get into the Bach, but I am going to come to defend the Balamor from actually the most shocking place you could think of.
The Riv.
So the Ravid came to attack the Balamor for saying, of course you need to go back, right? He says, Michlal de Rav Sfira Le Lo Yatsa. That's what the Ravid came to. Let's take a look at the Rambam now for a moment. Says the Rambam, Asara Yam Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, from the 10 days, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, Tav Echasam Bahem, Vivracha Shlish Yisakel HaKadosh. If you accidentally said Akel HaKadosh, Chozel Rosh. You have to go back. That's the Agos Maimonios there, that Nun. Sorry, I left it in. It's a very important Agos Maimonios, but again, no time for it. Tav Echasam Be'ashtei Esrei Melech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat. Says the Ravid. Okay? Kasav Ravid Zal, or Amar Avram. Yeshmi Sheomer Sheino Chozer LaRosh. You should know, Rambam, there is an opinion that you don't go back. What? Whose opinion is that you don't go back?
The Balmor.
The Balamar's opinion. And wait, lest you think it's the Rabbanei Tzarfas. Okay? You could make that argument. That's the truth. You could make the argument that it's the Rabbanei Tzarfas, but nevertheless, he is quoting an opinion that's primarily associated with the Balamar and claiming that how dare the Rama leave this out. So how are you going to read the Gemara then? Umashu kasav v'gemara lo yatsa. So what does it mean, lo yatsa? Meaning, it's not clear if he actually had this girsa in his Gemara according to Rabbah, or he's saying, what does it mean, yatsa? Right? Lomar shelo yatsa yidei chovas bracha ketikna. So again, he's assuming, again, let's assume for a moment that he's saying, according to Rabbi Rechina Sava, lo yatsa, and according to Rabbi Lazar, yatsa. So what's he doing? He's saying that which it says in the Gemara, lo yatsa, that which Rabbi says, you're not yotze if you say hakel hakadosh. That doesn't mean that you're not yotze. It means you didn't do the ideal thing. Meaning, right? Umatzanu binyan kriyash mashem rakori manchi mishmar manchi mamad lo yatsa mipnei shem makdimin v'adar v'iduach in koran achar mura shachar v'shazet chakar in yotzeba. And he brings an example from somewhere else where we say that the words lo yatsa, right? Umay lo yatsa dekam. Rinan el shalo yatsa kitikna v'gam ze kimo ze ad kan lishono. He says we see in other places in Shas, lo yatsa actually means you didn't do it lechatchila, but b'dievet your yotze. So now, how is he going to be learning the Gemara? What does the first opinion of the Gemara say according to what the Rabbi just explained? The first opinion, which says lo yatsa, that you're not yotze, actually means what? You're not yotze lechatchila, but b'dievet are you yotze?
Yes.
Yes. And that's the opinion of whom? The Baal Amor. And the second sheet of the Gemara, the Rabbi doesn't say whether the second sheet argues or not. That's why you could technically kvetch that it's the Rabbanei Tzarfas, but Mistama, it's actually, you know, that they're not arguing. That's the simple way to read the Ravid. So this is a fascinating steer on the Ravid. If you look, by the way, how do people learn the Ravid? Just quickly to get off topic a little bit. How did the Torah learn the Ravid? Go back up to the Torah. Sorry, I have to go up for you.
No return. I mean, you got to go back.
Right. That's what he paskins. The question is, when he writes v'chein kasva raivet, does he mean to say the raivet also wrote like the Rav Yaz explanation, which the Rav Yaz explanation was like the Rabbanei Tzarfas, that they're arguing, but they're arguing about the lechatchila, or does he mean to say the raivet is going like that? Nevertheless, there are those who point to other sources that seem to indicate the raivet doesn't hold this way as a long arichus. In some of the, in the Beis Yosef, there's a little bit about it. There's something about it, I think, in the Prisha or Drisha, I forget which one. They're not so quick to say, like, the tour. But nevertheless, we have a very, very significant voice amongst the Rishonim that says you are Yotze by reading this Gemara. All until now, though, however, there's been an assumption in the way we read the Gemara, which is that the first Machlokas and the second Machlokas are identical. Right? We've only really been looking at the machlokas between Rabbi Rechina Sava, Mishmei Derav on the one hand, and Rabbi Lazar on the other hand. We haven't been looking at the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rabbi. We've been assuming that it is the same machlokas. Why? Because we asked, my Hava Allah, what happened? And we say, one person did like this and one person did like that. The truth is, though, that's not 100% certain. And I think this was actually the simplest way to read the Gemara at first. It's essentially what the Tzlach says according to one Girsa here. And he quotes this as Pshat in the Rabbanei Tzarfas. I'm going to read you the Gemara like that opinion. Okay? Again, we're not going to have a chance to read it inside. Here's how you would read the Gemara. Okay? V'amar Rabba Bar Chinna Sava Mishmei D'Rav. Rabba Bar Chinna Sava says the name of Rav. Kol Hashana Kula Adam Mispala Lakela Kadosh Melech Ohev Tzedako Mishpat Chutz Me'asar Yam Shmei Roshan V'yam Gipur Shmispala Melech HaKadosh Melech HaMishpat. The first opinion, Rav Rechina Sava says, you have to say Amelech HaKadosh and Amelech HaMishpat. If you don't say Amelech HaKadosh and Amelech HaMishpat, you're not Yotze. Okay? And if, again, if you said Hakel HaKadosh, you're not Yotze. V'Rav Elazar Amar, and Rav Elazar said, no, Afilo Amar Hakel HaKadosh, Yatza. He disagrees and says, even if you said Hakel HaKadosh, you are Yotze. Okay, so the first machlokas is a machlokas about bidyeved, like the Rif learns. Rabbi Rechina Sava Shmei D'Rav says bidyeved. If you said akel hakadosh, you have to go back. Rabbi Lazar says no, you don't have to go back. You should still say lechatchila, but you don't have to go back if you accidentally said akel hakadosh. Then the Gemara says my hava Allah. And look at the language of the next machlokas. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hakel HaKadosh Umelech Ohev Tzedaka Umishpat. Rav Yosef says, Hakel HaKadosh Umelech Ohev Tzedaka Umishpat. What does that mean?
It sounds like a chachila.
not only does it sound like a lechatchila, Amar Rav Yosef could be that Rav Yosef spoke up. It could just be that Rav Yosef said in his tefillah, Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech Hoyes Tzedakah Mishpat. It could be either way, but it certainly sounds like a lechatchila. And Rabba Amar, Rabba said, HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. He said in his tefillah, or he said that the correct tefillah is, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. Says Zigmar V'Hilchasa K'Rabba. Is that second machlokas necessarily the same as the first machlokas? No! This machlokas sounds like it's a matter of what you should say lechatchila. The way you could read the Gemara is that the two machlokas are distinct. The first machlokas is a machlokas about a bidiyeved. Rabba Bar China Savim Shmei Derav says you're not yotzei bidiyeved, and Rabbi Lazar says you are yotzei. And then, lemaisa, what happens? Lemaisa, we agree that who is correct, Rabbi Elazar? That bidiyeved, it is okay. And the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba in the end of the Gemara is a machlokas about lechatchila. And if it's a machlokas about lechatchila, when we paskin like Rabba, it's going to turn out that you should lechatchila say melech hakadosh melech hamishpat. But if you didn't, nu. What does then that mean, essentially? And this is a little bit of an extension from what the Tzlach says. That Rabbi Yosef and Rabba are essentially arguing within the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Right? Meaning, the Shita associated with Rabba Rechina Sava Mishmei Dirav says, Bidi Eved, you're not Yotzei if you said Akela Kadosh. Rabbi Elazar says, you are Yotzei Bidi Eved if you said it. And there's a machlokas within Rabbi Elazar. How do you read Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Yosef said when Rabbi Elazar says Afilu Amar Akela Kadosh Yatza Shenemar Veigbashen Svakos BaMishpat. What does that mean? It means you should say Hakela Kadosh. Why? Because the pasuk says Hakela Kadosh, and Rabbi says no. Rabbi says he agrees that lechatchila you should say Amelcha Kadosh Amelcha Mishpat. But lemaisa again, Rabbi agrees b'diavad. That's going to be the reading of the Gemara. Now, what's interesting is if you take a look at the timeline of these Tanaim, of these Amorayim, you have a bit of a gap between who's the first opinion of the Gemara, the Shita of Rav, right? It's being recorded by Rav Arachin Nasava. But it's Rav's Shita, and who disagrees with him? His Talmud, Rabbi Elazar. You look up quickly. I mean, I'll see if I can pull it up in the next couple of minutes here. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas over here is Tam Rabbi Elazar, right? He was an Amora. Okay, then he learned, you know, with Rabbi Yochanan, fine, and then Rabbi Elazar. But anyways, he was a Talmud of Rav. So it could be that this Shita of Rabbi Elazar was actually also a Shita from what he heard from his Rabbi Rav. And that it's a legitimate thing to say that. Why? Because now we have a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi talks about what bracha you should say on Rosh Hashanah. And look who the Yerushalmi quotes. Rav Yaakov bar Acha Raz Chanin bar Ba. Okay? Rav Chanin bar Abba. B'shem Rav. In the name of Rav Tzarech Lomar. Hakel HaKadosh. Rav Ba B'shem Abba bar Rav Chuna says Tzarech Lomar Hakel HaKadosh Umar Belisloach. And in the Gemara there you have a discussion about Adir Bimlucha and whether or not you can say that as well. Says the Korban Eidah. What is the Gemara coming la fuke when Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Raz Chanin bar Ba says in the name of Rav that you have to say Akela Kadosh? What's he coming la fuke? So you could have said he's coming la fuke Akela Kadosh bar Belisloach. Could have said it's coming la fuke Adibrim Lucha. Says the Korban Eidah, no. It's coming la fuke Amelech HaKadosh. Why? Because we weren't sure what Rav said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But now we have Eidos from the Yerushalmi, like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, that you have to say, Tzarech Lomar Hakel HaKadosh. And so either one could add this to the list of Shitos there, or one could say, this was exactly what Rabbi Elazar was saying. Okay? And that could be recorded in accordance with Rabbi Yosef. It could be, again, depending on how you're learning the Gemara in different ways. But I think that this Yerushalmi is very, very important for the discussion that we have another sheet associated with the Beis Medrash of Rav that says you have to say Hakel HaKadosh. And with all this in mind, although you have a Ravya and a Ravid and a Balamar and a Rabbani Tzarfas, and I could add to you a whole bunch of different Cheetos that I could list. Nevertheless, you have the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. And they all learn the Gemara like we read it first, like Tosfos, and many, 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 many other Rishonim that all come forward and say, listen, Lemaisa, the Machlokas is a bit Machlokas, Bidiyevet, and that we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, excuse me, that Bidiyevet you have to be Chozer. That's the halacha. Two things to note, very briefly, three things. One thing to note. First of all, if you look in the Knesset HaGadol, in the Shiari Knesset HaGadol, I think it was. I have to go back. I didn't prepare this for the Shiur. He actually asks Akasha on the theory of Shulchan Aruch. How does Shulchan Aruch normally paskin? So we know the best two out of three rule from the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam. However, Shulchan Aruch also follows this minor halacha you may know called Safek Brachos Lahakel. Frek the Knesset HaGadol, why isn't this Safek Brachos Lahakel? We have a machlokas Rishonim, a massive machlokas Rishonim on whether or not you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. What happened to Safek Brachos Lahakel? Doesn't give an answer. Interesting. Nevertheless, again, the universal psak is that you go back. Number two, this idea that we saw in Tosfos, and we're not going to get into Zachrinu Michamocha, and the possibilities of differences between Hamelach HaKadosh and Hamelach HaMishpat, both in both directions, actually. There are some that say Hamelach HaKadosh should be more lenient. There are some that say Hamelach HaMishpat should be more lenient. But that which we saw in Tosfos at the end, that if you're not sure what you said, what's the halacha, that's actually not universally accepted. One might have thought that it would be. Tosfos says, if you're mesupik, right, we follow the same halacha that we said by Mashiv Aruach, that we assume you said what you're used to saying. However, I found a Meiri, which I didn't bring here, which says that there's an opinion that disagrees, that says if you're mesupik, maybe that's also safik brachos lahakel. Interesting. Would be a topic for another year. Finally, the last thing I wanted to bring was a fascinating source, which I'm not going to bring. I didn't bring it here on the sheet, but I did want to note there's actually a tshuva in Shut Min HaShamayim on this very topic, and anybody who's interested in what I have to say on that, I'll be there to write it up in a short little article, and I can send it on to you. But it's a fascinating passage in a very interesting. It's written by one of the Balei HaTosfos who was a Mekubal. And it's supposed to be answers from heaven to halachic shailas.
Right.
And he asked this question: if you say Hakel HaKadosh during the Seres Mechuvah, are you Yotzi or not? For many reasons, it's a very interesting sefer, which we're not going to get into here. Those who have more of an academic leaning will probably have heard of it and discussed it before.
Yeah.
But a very interesting sefer nevertheless, and a very interesting answer that's given there that I think would work now that people are familiar with the number of different ways to read this Gemara, as well as the number of different conclusions that you can come out with, you know, many, many ways to read the Gemara, which would say that b'di'evet you actually shouldn't go back. It's a very interesting in light of that context. One thing I will note is I'm not suggesting anybody change anything halacha l'maisa. However, there could be various nafkaminas in all sorts of different cases that the post can bring up. For example, on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, there is an opinion that says you don't have to go back, just like Rosh Chodesh. Because in Mekachin it's like Chodesh El Balayla, so maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah. So if you forgot Hamelach HaKadosh, you don't have to go back. Or what if you were following along in your machzor and you're not sure what you said? Or what? There are many cases where this could have an afkamina, but just to note that what we might have thought was open and closed, Rif, Rosh, Rambam, all read the Gemara, halacha you have to go back, is not necessarily that case. Have a good night, and I'm happy to stick around for questions.
Well, you didn't point out something in the tour, a very important psak halacha for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm, which is?
He starts out Arvin Nichnasim of Beit Knesset. Means you have to go into the shul.
Very good.